Welcome to the Limitless Health Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Tracy Hill.
And I'm Jessica Midkiff, doctors of physical therapy and certified master neuro coaches. We have the unique system that puts an end to the start-stop cycle of your health by blending body and brain science to create sustainable, simple success in your body. Our goal is to help you put an end to the frustration and overwhelm in your health with a brain-based system that will transform your body and overall health one thought at a time.
Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Limitless Health Podcast, where we love to bring you science-based information, strategies, tools to help you take the limits off of your health and live your best health, which BEST, B-E-S-T, is an acronym that Tracy and I now are, we've always lived by it, but we didn't know we were living by it. We finally put it together a couple months ago. But as doctors of physical therapy, we know the human body is designed to move in three planes of motion: forward, backward, side to side, and rotation. So bendy, extendy, shifty, and twisty. And as we've been coaching now for these last couple of years, we realize that what we're coaching our clients in is this mindset of being able to bend your plan when the schedule shifts on a given day. And maybe you were going to go work out and that's not going to work out. And being able to bend the plan, extend yourself grace that when, again, the schedule shifts, that, oh, now, you know, you're not going to lose all your results because you didn't get your workout in today. So that's E, extend. S, shift. So shift how you do that day. Maybe it's you didn't get to the gym for that workout, but maybe a 10-minute walk is where you're still going to honor your health. And then the T is being able to, so that you stay consistent with the choices that your health supporting choices that you want to make when life has its twists. And that's our best method. So anyway, that's why we're here. That's what we love to talk about. And we are picking up where we left off last week, a podcast that by Dr. Mindy Pelz, P-E-L-Z, the Resetter podcast, she recently had about the female. There are four female dysregulations and then seven ways to rebalance your system. Last week, we talked about the nervous system dysregulation. And this week we are, again, it affects nervous system, but we are talking about this concept called patriarchal pace that we as women get swept up in, and likely most of us are living in some way, shape, or form. It looks a little different for all of us, but there is an undertow of a patriarchal pace that is just part of our society. And so we want to dig in a little bit more into that as to why that pace then leads to dysregulations of our bodies. And that can be metabolic, like we just, you know, our hormones are wackadoodle and now we have weight loss resistance. We can't figure out how to lose weight. And, you know, like we're anxious and stressed. So our emotional state is dysregulation. We feel tense and you know, we're having heart palpitations or we can't sleep at night and our nervous system's dysregulated. So yeah, there's a lot to talk about with this patriarchal pace business, folks. Let's dig in.
And I think, you know, it stems from this is a really amazing and awesome thing in our day and age. Like, women can do anything, be anything. You know, there was a time that women couldn't work and do all the things and have the family. Like, you kind of had to choose. And now it's like, man, if you are a woman and you want to be CEO and be making the millions and still have a family, like, you can do it. And so we are living in this, like, you go girl, you can do it all, which again is awesome. Like, I'm glad to be a woman in this day that I don't feel like I'm oppressed, that I can't do all these things. But here's the thing. Just because we can do everything doesn't necessarily mean we should, or doesn't even necessarily mean that we want to. We just feel like we have to. And we sometimes get stuck in this pace because we feel this pressure, like, I have to say yes to everything. I have to do everything. I have to make it so perfect. And You go on Instagram and see the cute birthday parties that are perfectly curated, and Pinterest, and oh, well, this mom does it all cutesy schmutzy, and oh yeah, so then I gotta like decorate and this and that. And it's like, do we have to? And
Yeah.
is that where you need to spend your energy? And is it throwing your body into total dysregulation? Because you know, like we talked about last week about the constant cortisol stress response, this can be part of it. If you're
Yeah.
just constantly saying yes and bombarding your system because of the constant pace production, I got to do more, I got to do it all, blah, blah, blah. What is it doing to your stress response?
Yeah, I think that's powerful, just what you were talking about saying yes to everything. Again, the accessibility to do so many things and have access to resources and entertainment and opportunities, shopping opportunities, like it's a constant bombardment of decision making, right? Like it's just kind of what our society is. And I think setting boundaries in, like, man, setting boundaries. Whew, who else has difficulty with that? But, you know, owning what is most important to you and deciding where you're going to spend your time, how much of you're going to spend your time, where you're going to use your energy or your money and your time resources. Setting those boundaries is one important, I think a very important connector step in this whole slowing yourself down. You don't have to say yes to everything, and you don't have to do everything just because it's available for you. Systems are out there that you could do it. And yeah, I think about this. I remember when we were first emerging into this kid going to preschool thing, guys. I will never forget it. And the whole talk about, I mean, there are skits done on this that make spoofs of it. I'm like, oh, where are you going to send your kid to preschool? Are you already on the waiting list? And, you know, this energy around freaking preschool, dudes, where are we going to send our kids to school? And then that's the beginning of it. And it's the same thing. Now we're thinking about colleges where our girls, you know, are going to end. And so your grades matter, and where are we going to go to college? And so, oh gosh, guys, there's just so many things that I remember feeling so caught up in. Oh my gosh, am I behind in the game? Like, am I doing this right? And yikes.
I didn't know that there were wait lists for preschools, and my kid almost didn't go to school, okay, because I didn't get that memo. So there's that. Some of us live under a rock. But yes, there's so much noise. Even like that, like I have a friend who she's that cute mom. Like she decorates for every holiday, like even the Nicky Knack holidays, and perfectly curated St. Patrick's Day and perfectly curated Easter and Valentine's, like you know, all the things, and it's so adorable, and her house is so cute. And I feel this like little sadness of like, oh, I don't give that to my kids. And oh, they might see this at her house and think, what is my mom doing? She certainly does not curate holidays and be cutesy. And there's this like deep longing that I have of like, I want to be that mom. And then I'll go on Pinterest and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I'm like, okay, hang on. You don't have to be that mom. You don't have to be all the things. You don't have to put your kid in every sports academic activity and make yourself completely lunatic because you think it's going to get them into college better. And meanwhile, you're a scrambling mess. Like, we don't have to do all the cutesy things just because we see, like, and I think this is so in our head that we think everyone else is doing it. And everyone else is putting their kid in all of this, and everyone else is curating this. And you know what? They're not. There's a few unicorns out there who are doing a ton of things, but I think we just get it into our heads that we're supposed to, because I think a lot of it is there's so much noise out there that we see all these beautifully curated lives on social.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the whole doing it all, can even break down to inside your own home. And I am totally, you, Trace, you have your boys trained well, and I don't have our girls trained well enough. Let's say this, but you know, like, hey, I'm independent. I'm a self-initiator. I'm strong. I can do this on my own. And so when the kids were younger, it was just easy for me to just function and navigate and pick up the house and do all these things on my own, not asking for help. And so now, as I have young adults, right? They're kids, but they're also young adults. They're bigger human bodies that make messes that they could freaking pick up their own jazz. And so again, as a mom, like thinking that you have to do it all. Well, I'm the mom and I run the household, but you also have a job and you're growing a business and, you know, like all of the other things, and you have a spouse and all these things, like, you don't have to do it all in your own home either. And so, you know, that is another one of those that our schedules are already busy. And that if you're putting it all on yourself to do it all by yourself and not ask for help, that's another recipe for, again, dysregulation. Your hormones to go wackadoodle, you get anxiety, stress, you are turned into the wine at 1 o'clock, and you know, you can't lose weight, and you seem to like be putting, you know, more weight on in the midsection, and then you go to your doctor's office and then it's like, oh, your A1C is elevated or your cholesterol is elevated, and that just is like, what is happening? And this constant patriarchal pace that we can get swept up in can really just turn us.
It's so easy to get swept up in. And I know that I do get swept in. Like, yes, there's a lot of things that I train my boys very well, that they run a lot of the show around here too. But I get swept into it in my own home because I'm playing mom and dad and I'm the only healthy parent that my children have. And I overcompensate a lot for the lack that my children have. And I feel like I have to do more, and I feel like I have to invest more, and I have to be more present because I'm the only one, and da, da, da. And so I do have to step back and be like, okay, hang on. We just get swept up into it. And here's the thing with the female body. It's not designed for this. Like the female body is not designed for more, 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 more all the time because of how cyclical the nature of our bodies are. And so going hard all the time, this pace all the time, it does not work because of how our bodies are cycling. And women talk to us all the time about, oh, I'm just not motivated. I struggle with being consistent. And I think a lot of that, from what I've had conversations with women, is it's not so much that you're unmotivated, it's that you're used to operating super high level all the time. And so then that point in your cycle that your body legit just does not have the hormones pumping out of all the feel good energy, and we're feeling a little bit more sluggish, we totally beat ourselves up. And we think, oh, I'm just not motivated because I can't keep that pace that I was keeping on week two of my cycle, where I was energized and estrogen was on fire and all the things. And then it's like, oh, I'm just not motivated. And this is where our best principle comes in of like, hey, we got to bend the expectation of what we think that we should be doing all the time, because you shouldn't be going hard all the time, legitimately. And we got to extend grace in that period of your cycle where your energy is just kind of sucking, and know that, okay, you just got to shift the plan because hard is not an option right now. That pace is not designed to be all the time, because you're going to break down or you're going to feel really discouraged and beat up about yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, she was talking about this patriarchal, but there were so many little nuggets in here that, like, the pace of production, like feeling productive. And I know I struggle with this. And and being productive does release dopamine. So it gives us a satisfaction. Like, we've got our to-do list, and doesn't it feel incredible when you are like checking the freaking boxes of the list, right? Like, it is, but we can get swept up in then functioning in this, I need to be productive. I need to be productive. I need to be productive. I, on days where I'm not as productive, I'm not going to lie to you. There is a little, it feels discomfort on the inside of me. Like I question, did I do enough? You know, you lay your head down at night and like, did I do enough? Did I do it well enough? And I know we've talked about this book Worthy, but there is a piece in there about earning my worth through my productivity that I think too, we need to pause and take a look at. If you're swept up in being productive, like, oh, I got this done, and I got this done, and it makes you all proud of yourself and you feel really good. And then the day where you're not productive and you feel like a total pile of crap, well, why is that? You know, is it linked to the fact that your productivity somehow signals to you, you've earned your value, you're enough today, you're worth it? And that's a slippery slope, folks. It's good to be productive in the right amounts at the right times. You're talking about cycles. It cannot be nonstop 1000% productive. It just doesn't work.
Yes, there are periods to go and there's periods to slow. And that's important for your training, your exercise. That's important for the way that you just do life. Because like we said, not every day can or should be hard. And if you're stuck in that, you know, a lot of it comes from, you know, you talked about the worth. And I guess this is kind of ties hand in hand with the worth piece is being people pleasers. You know, we want to do everything. We're servers, we're givers, we're doers. And so we want to give and serve everyone. And again, that does come back to worth of like, oh, well, if I do this for them, then they're going to love me. Or it's that tying back of defining my worth through how I treat other people. But if you're never actually evaluating your own needs, you know, everything is about your own needs, then you're not creating the space for you to pause, to heal, to rest, to re-regulate your system.
Yeah. And most recently, we just came off of spring break a couple weeks ago, guys. And, you know, break in quotes, which really means mom has to juggle life a lot differently because now the kids are home. But our family actually did get away and we were in Santa Barbara. And I struggle with this every time I take a true vacation. I, on the inside, I'm this productivity, or I should be doing something more, or how can I really throttle down and find rest? Finding rest is really a challenge for me because of the pace that I am typically running. And again, I'm not really acknowledging. I mean, I know I'm busy, right? But again, it's just this undertow. This is the current of our society. And, you know, how much rest do we take for ourselves? How much fun? How much are we doing finding time for the things that bring us happiness? Vacation is an opportunity. It's a formal opportunity for that. But you can find nuggets here and there to find some moments of rest, to do something fun, like engage in something that brings you happiness. And I think that's another piece to this is some kind of downtime, whether it's a formal vacation or it's just taking some moments each day that you are, you know, 5 minutes of breathing and it's rest, or, you know, doing something fun. Right. When was the last time that we moms did something fun for ourselves? Right. Our creativity, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm like, oh, you're digging into my soul here.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was last week I texted you that I took a nap in the middle of the day because I felt just like my brain was like, you got to produce and you got to do more. And I think my heart was tugging at me of like, maybe you should start practicing what you preach. And I was feeling that like offness. And I did, I set a timer for like 20, 25 minutes and I laid on the couch and I passed out and I felt so refreshed by that. And this is not to say like, you know, those of you who are like, I don't have time to take a nap. And let me tell you, most of the time, I don't have time to take a nap either. But
Yeah.
what is it for you? What is it that you could do that just kind of refreshes your soul, gets you out of this pace, gets you out of that cortisol constant firing that we talked about last week, and allows your body to just kind of take a little pause, take a little shift throughout the day? It'll do wonders.
Yeah, I think like what we talked about last week, there's a big connect piece here that we need to like listen to what we talked about, right? Like we are hearing this. This might be the first time we've even heard this patriarchal pace business, and really evaluate like where are you getting swept up in the undertow of the patriarchal pace in your life? What does it look like specifically? Whether you're a grandma, whether you're retired, how many retired people do you hear like, oh my gosh, I'm busier now than I ever was before? And that's not a bad thing if they're doing things that bring them happiness and joy and fulfillment. But if it's another stress ball situation because there are just all these opportunities in retirement and you feel like you need to do them, like there's a difference between that. So I think connecting to what's your pace and what is your body telling you about your pace, is very valuable.
Start listening to that. Okay. So
Okay, what
that's
are
what
you
we should
loving?
pause with the pace. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm loving. I haven't talked about this one in a while, but I kind of brought it back. The weather's been off and on these days of hot, cold, I don't know. And so I've been loving my go drink mix from Modere.
I haven't had that in a long time.
I hadn't either, and I had some in my pantry. And sometimes you want a little sweet, like every once in a while in the afternoon, like a little sweet pick me up. It just doesn't have sugar. And it's got just a touch of like green tea or green tea, just a little
I think so.
herbal caffeine. It's nothing big, it's nothing major. It's a quick little pick me up, and I think it's refreshing on the days that it's been warmer. It's been making me happy, and I hadn't had it for so long. So bring it
See,
back.
it's nice sometimes to just not use something for a period of time and then come back to it and realize like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. It has value. But like having it all the time, then we just get desensitized to it. Yeah, I love that. I haven't had go for a while, so maybe I'll have to order some. What I'm loving, we referred to this concept of worthiness, right? Of feeling worthy of slowing down enough to set boundaries, say no, find time for rest, right? Not compare yourself with everybody else around you. And we've said that we've loved this before, but I'm going to say it again. This book, Worthy, by Jamie Kern Lima, How to Believe You Are Enough and Trick.
Everyone's like, aren't you guys done with that book yet? No,
I
no,
know.
guys,
I'm
we're not
only
done
on
with it.
chapter four. But I'm telling you that this worthy piece is for life, and it's just incredible. And so clearly we spoke to it, how it applies to what we talked about today, right? Patriarchal pace and setting boundaries for yourself and feeling like you're enough even when you're not productive. And holy cow, you don't have to earn the right to have fun and be happy and take a rest break. So Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. It's all over the place because the book was released a monthish ago. It's on the bestsellers list, and but it's worth picking up. I know for a while it was hard to find. I don't know if the production has if they've caught up yet, but that's what I'm loving today. Chapter by
Okay, guys,
chapter.
make sure to check the show notes, and we will have our HAC community, Health Assurance Accountability Coaching, which, again, if you're struggling with this pace, like this is a great community for us to talk through these things, and so that you don't feel like you're alone in going about this pace and help you navigate through it. That is what this is about.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. And join us next week because we're gonna go through our final round on this re-regulating our dysregulated systems.
That's right.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Limitless Health. Our hearts are to provide you with realistic, relevant, and simplistic solutions for sustainable success in honoring your body and health, even when your schedule's packed and life feels crazy. Our desire is to shift your belief towards the possibility of your limitless health, whatever that looks like in any season.
But what really gets us excited is connecting in real life and learning how we can support your unique health journey. So head on over to our Facebook community, Hardwired for Health, where we will continue the conversation online. And of course, we would be so grateful if you tagged us on social media, wrote a review, or shared this with a friend. Here's to you discovering your limitless health.